got saved, you were bought out of this Satan's slave market of sin. We were in Satan's slave market of sin. But Jesus came to buy us through the price of his blood. And he adopted us into the family of God. So that slave he bought was not going to be a slave in the house of God, but has been adopted to be a child of God.
Welcome everyone to Christ-like International Assembly. We are raising a Christ-like generation. And I believe all of us together can raise a generation that will think like Christ, act like Christ, and live like Christ. Clap your hands and shout amen. Last week we began a new journey of Revelation studies on our inheritance in Christ. And I gave introductory explanation concerning our inheritance in Christ. That in, we read in Romans chapter 8, verse number 16 to 17. In the New King James, it says that the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Because we are born again, it means we are born of the Spirit. And the day we became born again, the Holy Spirit came to live in us, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost that come to live in us, he bears witness with our spirit that truly we are children of God because we are born of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are children because we are born of God. Then the verse 7 said, if children, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. He said, if we are now children by the witness of the Spirit, then we are heirs. Heirs means that we are inheritors. We can possess everything that God owns. We are sharers. We are partakers of what God possesses. And Jesus is the firstborn of God. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 1, it said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Hello. So Jesus has been appointed to be the heir of everything that God possesses, both spiritual and physical. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout, I am the heir of God. I have the authority of sonship to possess God's inheritance. By the right of sonship, I possess the inheritance of God. Now, we understood that Jesus is the seed of Abraham. The spiritual seed God promised Abraham was Christ. Isaac was a type. He was a foreshadow. He was a typology. He was a prefigure. He was to foreshadow. When you read in the Bible, anytime God wants to do something magnificent in a generation, he will always send a foreshadow. He will send a figure as a representation of what he intends to do in the reality. So even though the Bible said Ishmael will be blessed, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called, presuppose that the original seed of Abraham is Christ. And the Bible said, if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. Heirs according to the promise. We have the authority to share in God's inheritance. Now Jesus has been appointed heirs. So for we to know our inheritance in Christ, we must know what Jesus owns. We must know what was entrusted to Jesus, because it is out of what he possesses that we partake. Because we are joint heir means that as Jesus have 100% ownership of God's inheritance, we also have 100% ownership. It's not 50-50. It's full ownership. Whatever Jesus owns fully, we own them fully. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout, I am the heir of God. By the right of sonship, I take possession of God's inheritance, both spiritual and physical. I have inheritance in Christ because I am the heir of God. I am in a joint heir with Christ. Hallelujah. And this morning I'm sharing with you partakers of God's inheritance in Christ. Partakers of God's inheritance in Christ. Now, three things that you need to understand is that the new birth in Christ makes us children of God. The new birth in Christ makes us children of God. So we are children of God because we were born again. Because we were born of God. The Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Of his own will begat he us, James 1 verse 18. With the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creation. Hallelujah. As many that receive him, to them that gave him power to become the children of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13. Which were born, not of blood, not the will of the flesh, not the will of man, but of God. John 1 verse 12 to 13. He said, we are not born again by the blood or the will of the flesh, not the will of the blood, not the will of man, but of God. So because we are born of God, we are children of God as a result of the new birth in Christ. Hallelujah. So we carry the nature of God. We carry the nature of righteousness. We have received the eternal life of God. Hallelujah. We have received the DNA of God. I don't live by the DNA of my family. I live by the DNA of God. Jesus said in John chapter 17 verse 3, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Hallelujah. So we have received God's eternal life. We have received the Zoe life of God. We have received the vitality of God. Hallelujah. Shout, I have the life of God in me. Shout, I have the life of God in me. The DNA of God flows in my blood. I carry the life of God. I carry the genes of God. Shout, I'm not ordinary. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I am born of God. So we have received his life at new birth. So the new birth makes us children of God. The second thing you must understand is that by our sonship in Christ, our sonship in Christ enables us to be partakers of God's inheritance. Our sonship in Christ enables us to be partakers of God's inheritance. So we are partakers of God's inheritance because of our sonship in Christ. That sonship is an enabler. It has enabled us to be partakers of the inheritance. The third thing you must understand is that we are saved to receive an inheritance. Tell someone you are saved. By the blood of Jesus. To receive an inheritance. Say, now that you are saved, you have inheritance in Christ, which is in God. Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 12 to 14. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light. Now Paul is saying that we give thanks unto the Father, who has made us qualified, who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light. Verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Verse 14, even the forgiveness of sin. Now when you read in Ephesians chapter number 1 verse 3, he said, blessed be unto the Lord and the Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us. Not that he shall bless us. It's not a promise. It's a fact of reality. It's what had been established. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. So as you sit here this morning, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. In the heavenly places in Christ. Now when you read the subject of the blessing in Galatians chapter number 3 verse number 13 to 14. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made curse for us. As it is written, curse is every man that hangeth on the tree. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hello. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon us through Christ. It means that the physical and the spiritual blessing God promised Abraham is in Christ, because Christ is the original seed of Abraham. Now he's saying that those who have been born again, they are blessed. Blessed be unto the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us in past, blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Because a man that receives the immaterial blessing, physical blessings shall respond to him. You see, for you to be blessed, you must first carry the spirit of the blessing. What God gave to Abraham was not just possessing a land in Palestine, was the spirit of God that came upon Abraham. Now he said that the blessing of Abraham that is in Christ was the promise of the spirit, because receiving the spirit of God is to receive the totality of the inheritance of God. I will show you next week. We will deal with the seal of the inheritance. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, we are blessed. So you are not saying it is wrong to say, oh Lord, bless me. It's a wrong prayer. Oh Lord, if you can bless me. And we will quote. And Jacob said, if you will not bless me today, I will not let you go. Tonight we came here. This morning we came here to wrestle with God. We have no wrestling with God. We didn't fight with God. We didn't fight with any angel. When we became born again, we were blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
You cannot not blessed. It is too late to say you will not be blessed. Shout, I'm blessed.
Amen.
Shout, I'm blessed.
Amen.
Shout, I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed woman. I'm blessed. You cannot not blessed. You are already, you can't change it. You can't do anything about it. There is no curse upon you. The day you became born again, you were blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Favor heap upon favor. Grace heap upon grace, because the spirit of the blessing, which is the Holy Ghost, has come to dwell in you, and your body has become his temple. You are a mobile temple of God. You are a mobile blessing of God. Those who meet you are blessed. When you laugh, people are blessed. When you raise your hand, people are blessed. When you walk, people are blessed. Shout, I am blessed. I am blessed. I cannot be cursed. I am blessed. No curse can be upon my life. I'm blessed. I am blessed. It is too late for me to be under any curse. I am blessed. Shout, I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
I'm blessed. You see, when you carry that spirit of the blessing, it influences the activities of your life. Oh, why will someone go to an occultic place, and they will tell you, wear this ring. Because this ring becomes the spirit behind your activity. Hello? He said, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. I have an inheritance with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Ask someone, do you know that you are blessed?
Do you know
how much you are blessed? So, oh Lord, bless me. If you don't bless me, I'll let you go. Do pass me not by, gentle Savior. It's a wrong song. Hello? Hear my humble cry. Why on earth is thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Jesus is not passing anywhere. He has come to live in us. I carry the Spirit of God. I don't sit by any place waiting for him to pass by. God with us is now God in us. And I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirst of my soul. Out of your belly shall flow the rivers. We are connected to the rivers of the living water. We don't need a cup. You have to be a serviceman to carry a cup to God. Out of you flow the rivers of the living water. In you is the fountain of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Ask someone, do you know how much I'm blessed?
You know how much.
Do you know my wealth?
You know
do you know my net worth?
You know my net worth.
You are not ordinary. Shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Hey, I am blessed.
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 You are blessed. Amen. You say, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 6. He said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we have been made accepted in the beloved. We are accepted in the beloved. And Jesus is the beloved of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Bible said, in where we go back to our Colossians chapter 1. Now Colossians chapter 1 is telling us that we give thanks unto the Father. Because man in himself is not qualified or fit to receive anything from God. For all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. But the new man in Christ, by the death and the resurrection of Jesus, by the price of redemption, that new man in Christ has been qualified by the resurrection of Jesus, by the death of Christ. So through Jesus, God now qualified us in the qualification of Christ. God now made us fit in the fitness of Christ. God now enabled us in the ability of Christ. So the things that we don't deserve because we cannot acquire in ourselves, except there is an external requirement coming into our aid. He said, he has made us meet because there was no way we could meet the standard of God for us to be partakers of his inheritance of the saint in the light. But through Jesus, God made us fit and qualified before we can receive his inheritance. Hello? So God made us fit and he made us acceptable to himself so that we can share in his inheritance. Because being partaker of God's inheritance means that God has given believers an inheritance. It means that we now share in God's inheritance. But God has to qualify us, because man by himself cannot deserve anything good from God. So you ask yourself, what did God do to qualify us to receive his inheritance? What did God do? So that a sinful man, a man who has no favor before God, a man who have no access to God, a man who have no portion in God's inheritance, what actually qualified that man? What actually made that man fit? He showed us in the verse 13 to 14. What actually qualified us? What actually made us to meet the requirement of God? If we can be a partaker of his inheritance of the saint in light. God is light, in whom there is no darkness at all. So before Jesus came into our life, we live in darkness. So there was no way a God of light can reach out to us in darkness. We couldn't have any relationship. Now this saint of God, the saint of God, they are God's sanctified people. They are God consecrated people. They are God's people who have been set apart to live for God. They have been set apart in the light of God. Through the redemption of Christ. Through the death of Christ. Through the resurrection of Jesus. Those who believe in Jesus, they are sent, they are separated by the blood of Jesus so that they can serve the living God. They have been consecrated. They become God's holy people. If you are born again, you are a saint of God. You have become a holy person to God. That Bible says we are a holy generation. We are a holy nation. A peculiar people. We have been set aside to show forth the praise of him who have called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. So we have been set aside. We have been made partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light. Before we became born again, people has already been born again. And they are already enjoying their inheritance. Now that we are born again, we have been made to share in that inheritance of the saint in light. What did God do to us so that we can be qualified for his inheritance? What did God do for us so that we can be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light? Are you ready for that?
Yes.
What did God do to qualify us? What did God do to make us fit for his inheritance? Now, when you read in the verse 3, he said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness? How did God qualify us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light? Let's read the verse 13 together. One to go. Colossians 1, verse 13. One to go. Verse 14. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Now redemption is the ransom that need to be paid. Now Jesus bought us with the price of his blood. Sinners were in the slave market of Satan. But Jesus came to rescue us from the slave market of Satan and adopted us into the family of God. Oh, you didn't catch it. When you got saved, you were bought out of the Satan's slave market of sin. We were in Satan's slave market of sin. But Jesus came to buy us through the price of his blood. And he adopted us into the family of God. So that slave he bought was not going to be a slave in the house of God, but has been adopted to be a child of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, who has delivered us? Every sinner is in the power of darkness. Now the word, he said, he has delivered us. The word delivered is from the Greek word called Romai. Romai. Romai means to rescue. It means to snatch from danger. Every unbeliever is in danger because they are in the slave market of sin, which is owned by Satan. Every unbeliever is a slave to Satan, being molested and harassed by Satan. That is why every Christian must have the responsibility of preaching the gospel, telling men about what Jesus has done for our salvation. Who has delivered us, Romans, to rescue or to snatch from danger? The word number two, it depicts a picture of removing someone from danger or oppression. The word has a picture of removing someone, snatching someone from danger or oppression. It has an idea of being snatched just in the nick of time. It was left with few minutes for the person to be destroyed. But you were so quick, immediately you pulled the person, the destruction happened. Because you could have easily died in your sin. But Jesus came to snatch us just in the nick of time. When that clock was taken, that we have no minute to wait, Jesus came like a rushing stream. Immediately he held our hands, everything was broken to pieces. Everything got destroyed. But he came on time. As he took us, the whole thing was crushed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you can die in your sin at any time. But Jesus came. You see, Jesus on earth was a rescue mission. He came for a rescue mission to save men from the kingdom of Satan. He came to snatch us from danger. He came to remove us from oppression. Because anytime you are in Satan's kingdom, he said he has delivered us from the power. Now the word power is from the word exousia. Exousia means a domain. It means an influence, authority. He said he has delivered us from the dominion of Satan. Where Satan was our king. Hello? We were in the dominion. Now what makes a king is a kingdom. Because the word kingdom is a compound word. A king and a domain. So every king controls a territory. And the extent of your kingdom is determined by the territory that you cover. So we were in the domain of Satan. We were in the dominion of Satan. We were under the authority of Satan. We were under the influence of Satan. We see a lot of evil activities in our world. Because men who are not born again, who are not regenerated, they are controlled by Satan to go and break, to involve in armed robbery. They are being sent as assassins to kill the souls of men. Because whatever Satan drives them to do, they will go ahead and do it. They are controlled by Satan. Until that man receives the gospel and be saved, he is always controlled by Satan. But he said, we have been delivered from the control of Satan. From the influence of Satan, from the authority of Satan, from the dominion of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus came on what? Say rescue mission.
Rescue mission.
That is why all of us must be involved in rescue mission. By going out to preach to people, tell them to be born again. Bring them to church. We have to take that rescue mission. Because if you don't preach to that unbeliever, you don't know when Satan will tell them to come to your house and shoot you. Hello? We must preach to everybody. Because as long as they are not born again, they are controlled by Satan. And Satan can instruct them to do anything for himself. He said, we have been delivered from the dominion, from the control, from the power, from the authority of Satan, and has translated us. Now, the word translated, he said, we have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. Now, the word darkness literally means anything connected with darkness, anything connected with evil, anything connected to Satan. It means that through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we have been rescued, we have been snatched from the oppression, from the dominion of darkness, where our life was connected to evil. Then he said, has translated us. The word translated from the Greek means to transfer someone from one place to another place. So we were in the dominion of Satan, where Satan was our king, but Jesus came on a rescue mission by his blood, by redemption, by his death on the cross and resurrection. He snatched us, he delivered us, he took us from the dominion, from the kingdom of Satan. Then he transferred, he conveyed us, he carried us into the kingdom of his son.
Amen.
It was that transition that made us qualify to be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in light. There was a spiritual transfer. So anytime we preach and people believe, we are actually transferring them from a kingdom. That's why when you reach out to people as a Christian, every Christian must preach the gospel. Every born again Christian must share the gospel with unbelievers. Don't go to sleep. Continue to pray for them. Because they are in the dominion of Satan. They are in the darkness, satanic kingdom. Now you came as a rescuer on a mission. You need to arm yourself with the word. Arm yourself with the spirit. So Jesus came to deliver us. To deliver us from the kingdom of Satan. After the deliverance, he took us into a new kingdom. It is the kingdom of his son, where Jesus is the heir of all things. And when we were brought into the kingdom, we were made a co-heir with the king in his kingdom. Hey, you didn't catch that. You didn't catch that. Listen, we were slaves in the kingdom of a wicked king. And a deliverer came, and he was supposed to pay a price. And the price he paid was his blood for our redemption. That was the ransom he needed to pay for our redemption. So that he can take that man from Satan's slave market. When he took us from the slave market of sin, he already had a kingdom that his father, he is the prince of that kingdom, and everything had been willed to him. He had been appointed to be heir of all things that owns by God. Hello. Now, the king now bring us into his kingdom where he owns everything. Then he brought another seat beside him that he said, sit down from today. Everything I own, you too, you own. Hey, are you getting it?
Yes.
Everything I possess, you possess. You have become a co-heir. You have become a joint heir with me. I have built my kingdom. I have bought you a slave with my own blood. Now he brought you into his kingdom, not to make you another slave, not to make you his servant. He said, we now adopt you into the kingly family. You become part of the royal family. And because you are part of the royal family, I am the owner of all things. I make you a co-owner.
Amen.
And when we were made a co-owner, we became partaker of the things that Jesus owns. We share Jesus' inheritance with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was what actually happened. So it was the king that promoted us. That's what the Bible says, we are seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you know who you are? You are a co-heir with Christ. You are a joint heir with Christ. You have the same thing that Jesus has. You own fully what Jesus owns fully. You have been delivered from that kingdom of slavery. You came into the kingdom of light, and you were made a co-heir of all things in that kingdom. And because you are a co-heir, you are a partaker. You have the access as Jesus have the access. You have the control as Jesus have the control. Shout, I am the partaker. I am a partaker of God's inheritance. I have an inheritance in God. That inheritance is incorruptible. It's undefiled. That does not fade away. Do you know who you are? Hey, see yourself in what God has made Jesus. Because it is who he is that you have come to share from. You have Christianity is not just you just come to church and you just live your life. No, it's to receive an inheritance. It's to receive the life of God. It's to receive the power of God. It's to share in God's inheritance. So we are made partakers because when we were brought out of the kingdom of darkness, we were made to be a co-heir with the king in his kingdom. When God gave a mandate to Paul in Acts chapter number 28, verse number 18, Acts 26, verse number 18. Now, when you start from the verse 17, he says that, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles whom I now send thee. He said, Paul, I'm sending you to go and do something. I have an inheritance for people who are in darkness. But what are you going to do? He said, Paul, go and preach the gospel. He said, when you preach the gospel, one, number 18, to open their eyes. All unbelievers, their minds, their eyes are closed. They can't see what God, the provision of God. They can't see the true God. They think that they must acquire everything in this life because they don't know that they have inheritance in God. That is why you don't need to kill anything to own anything in this life. Hello? Praise God. Don't trade your life for physical things. They are temporal. All that is eternal has already been given to you. You never labored for it. He said, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me. Hello? Hello. So before God gives the unbeliever an inheritance, what does he do? He said to open their eyes. Because unbelievers are in darkness. Their eyes are closed. Their spiritual eyes cannot see God's provision. He said to turn them from darkness to light. Because the unbelievers are in the kingdom of darkness. And in the darkness, they are subjected to the power of Satan. He said, and from the power of Satan unto God. And when they are turned from the power of Satan unto God, he said, now their eyes are open that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in Christ. You have an inheritance. Shout, I am a partaker of the inheritance of God. Shout, I am born of God. Shout, I am born of God. Shout, I am a child of God. Shout, I am born again. I dwell in the kingdom of God. I am a partaker of the inheritance of God. I have been transferred from the dominion of Satan. I am now in the kingdom of Jesus. In that kingdom, I have an inheritance. I am born again. I am accepted in Christ. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. I'm a new creature in God. I have the life of God in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. This is my victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith in Christ. I am a victor, not a victim. I carry the strength of God. No matter the difficulty in our world today, all things are mine. All things are mine. I am blessed. I'm not cursed. I carry the blessings of God. I have sufficient of all things. When all men are saying there is a casting down, I say by my faith there is a lifting up. In the midst of difficult times, by my faith in Jesus, I keep flourishing. I keep winning. I keep being promoted. I have
have the life of God in me. I carry the strength of God in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I cannot be confused in this life. I make right decisions because I have the spirit of wisdom. I know what to do because I have the spirit of knowledge. I have the strength of God in me. Many may be tired, but I carry the strength of God. Clap your hands and shout amen, somebody.
Stand on your feet. Lift your voice and pray.